Talking with Elliot Porter. I'm surprised to find your book, Antarctica, in the stern, where the library rests, next to Shackleton's. It's time for one more conversation. Remember, after your heart surgery, when I said, "Your generation is extraordinary to have seen so much change in a single lifetime. Two world wars, personal computers, genetic engineering, and men on the moon." You smiled and said, "You'll see more." There was that moment when, after discussing the great issues of our times, desertification, they call it climate change now, and overpopulation, we've doubled our numbers since then, and we'll do it again in my child's lifetime. You predicted, "Your generation will be the one that determines whether we pass on a habitable environment for the future or not." How are we doing now? Generations hope for the next and another. So we come and go. But let's talk about this place, Antarctica, the bottom of the world. The remotest, highest, driest, windiest desert, with the whitest whites and the bluest blues, its core of silence encircled by rings of aquatic life. Many times, you showed me your photographs, becoming uncharacteristically at a loss for words, and even breath. Because you were so articulate, I didn't understand. Now, as I turn through your pages, looking at you, no longer looking at me, I find myself in that same state. My words keep flowing uncontrollably in fits interrupted by echoing silences before swelling again in waves of sound, anticipating another loss. You tried, but ultimately couldn't tell me how beautiful this end of the world is. And now I know how that feels. How lucky to be here, however briefly. We all hope for more. Life is exquisitely brief. Living through others.